Narcissists don't do closure. They have a way of leaving you hanging, don't they? But why? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. Narcissists and closure, why they don't give it, how you're affected by the lack of closure, and how to create closure for yourself. This is going to be a good one. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is exactly what I mean when I say closure. For the record, it's that sense of resolution or the sort of conclusion that you feel at the end of any normal relationship. Unfortunately, this is often denied to survivors of narcissistic abuse. I'm going to explain why, but this leaves us feeling obsessed with figuring out the details and the implications of our toxic relationships. We find ourselves ruminating and stuck and spinning as a result of not getting the closure. Of course, it leaves a lot of us feeling the need to either find our own closure or spend years trying in vain to emotionally heal after these toxic relationships. We feel like we can't move forward and we're not understanding exactly why that is. Let's get there. Why don't narcissists give you closure at the end of a toxic relationship? Well, there are so many reasons, but for the most part, their reasoning or lack thereof is probably going to fall into one of the following points I'm going to share with you. Number one, narcissists only care about themselves. You already know that narcissists are just not really capable of being empathetic. As such, they simply can't put themselves into the shoes of anyone else, not the way a normal person can. And that's one reason they won't give closure. They'll ghost you without a second thought. The idea of wondering how it might make you feel when they do that is a completely foreign concept to them. All they know is that they had their reasons and they don't even consider your feelings in this whole thing. They might even be shocked when you ask them why they've done what they've done because they don't get why you'd want to know. The truth is that teaching a narcissist empathy, it's kind of like trying to teach a fish to ride a bike. It's frustrating and nearly impossible. Which brings me to number two, they don't think you deserve it. Because narcissists don't have empathy, they can't imagine that you might even need closure, much less deserve it. That's right, despite the fact that you have spent a whole bunch of time bending over backward to make sure that the narcissist was happy and got what they needed, now that it's over, they don't figure they owe you anything at all. And sadly, this includes closure. Because by not giving you closure, what happens? Well, they ensure that you're going to keep thinking about them, and hey, what narcissist doesn't want that? Which brings me to number three, they don't see you as a whole person. This one is kind of tough to hear sometimes, but it's the truth. Narcissists truly do not see you or anyone else they've grown close to as a real whole person. Rather, you're almost like an object to them, one that they can use and consume at will, and then toss aside when they're done with it. And of course, they have no issue whatsoever coming along to pick you up and use you again when they're ready. They literally see you as less of a person than they see themselves, which, if I'm being honest, is a little bit ironic if you think about it, given the narcissist's shallow nature and the probability that you are a deep, thoughtful, and compassionate person. How do I know that? Well, I know that because narcissists don't manage long-term relationships with anyone else. They need someone who will take care of their emotional needs and often a lot of their other needs as well. This brings me to number four. They don't give you closure because you want closure. I know it seems unlikely, but did you ever notice how narcissists, when you're really stressed out or times get tough, they kind of have a way of kind of kicking you when you're down, proverbially speaking or otherwise? They can be real sadists, and part of them loves to see you squirming in emotional distress. And even though narcissists can't empathize with you, they still get that you might appreciate closure, and maybe that would even help you move on. And not only does knowing this give them a little bit of a power buzz, but it also assures them that you won't be able to move on when they need your supply again. Which brings me to my next point. Number five, they need your supply, maybe. Narcissists require narcissistic supply, as you know, and you, as their supply, are used by the narcissist for attention, validation, admiration, you know, all the supply they need to feed their ego. On top of this, the narcissist often has a circle of supply or a narcissistic harem, and like it or not, they've pegged you as one of them. Now, this circle or harem might include people that they're cheating with, their mothers, fathers, various friends, co-workers, neighbors, or other family members. You might be or might have been their primary source of supply for a long time. And since you've been such a good source of supply up to this point, the narcissist figures they might want to use you again at some point. So by leaving the door open, you're left spinning, and if the narcissist has anything to say about it, you won't be moving on with your life. This way, when they need you, they can wiggle their way back in again when it's convenient for them. This brings me to number six. Maybe they're not yet secure with the new supply. Speaking of narcissistic supply, here's another possibility. The narcissist is actively trying to procure a new source of supply in many cases. And since they're not yet 100% sure that they've got it all on lockdown yet, the new supply might still have the nerve to think that they're as important as the narcissist in the relationship or whatever. And so the narcissist might still need to dump on someone when they feel stressed or overwhelmed because since they're actively love bombing and idealizing the new supply, the narcissist might not feel comfortable enough to actually take the mask off yet. So if that's the case, then the narcissist can find a good reason to connect with you when they need to blow off some steam or get some comfort or whatever, they're gonna do it, most certainly. And even when the new supply is fully locked in, they might still wanna keep you on standby just in case. After all, as I mentioned, they don't really see you as a whole person or an actual person, so why wouldn't they use you when and how they can? Which of course brings me to number 7, they've got a message for you. Throughout your relationship, regardless of the nature of it, the narcissist has been making just a few things clear. First, they see you as powerless, and they don't want you to have any control whatsoever over the relationship, much less your own life. They want you to understand that as far as they're concerned, you really don't deserve any recognition for what you've done for them. No, not even for the years you spent trying to make them happy and putting your own happiness aside. And sadly, they want you to believe that you are unlovable and that you don't even really need to be acknowledged. Of course, this is all part of the narcissistic abuse cycle, part of the way that they control you throughout the relationship. So there are a few things you need to know about narcissist enclosure in addition to what I talked about. This part's going to be a little tough, but it's really important that I explain something to you here. You need to know that someone generally gives you closure at the end of a relationship because they actually care about you and the relationship that you had together. They give closure because they want peace and they care enough about you to want you to be happy. They want you to be able to move on. The narcissist knows that if you have closure, you're going to be able to find that peace and then you'll be able to move forward without them. And by keeping you in this toxic loop, they keep you open for a Hoover and they are able to keep taking, future faking, and using you at will. It would require them to take personal responsibility for how they've treated you, and it would mean ending the lies and manipulation that they've been using to keep you emotionally engaged in the first place. Just the idea of real, genuine closure is nearly unthinkable to a narcissist, if you really think about it. Okay, what do you think? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you struggled to find closure after a relationship with a toxic narcissist? And if so, how did you deal with it? If not, are you worried that you won't be able to get closure when and if you do end your relationship? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right here and right here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.